This is Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Good morning to you. This is Paul calling back from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Okay, good, good. I wanted to get to you before your day got too busy. We spoke last week, and you said that you wanted to get everything set up for this week. Do you have time maybe later today for that client interview, that follow-up call with our technician?
Yeah, that's fine. Has like 1 o'clock sound, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, there's actually a 1 o'clock available. That would be perfect. It would be scheduled from 1 until 2. It's a 1 hour window for a call that takes about 25-30 minutes. So the call itself would get to you maybe, you know, a few minutes after 1, get you off the phone pretty close to 1:30. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Again, kind of just the basic questions, you know, I think I went over them before, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all that and a couple of other things. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you. I just need a little bit more information just to verify on my end. I know it is an LLC. Did you want it listed as Cornerstone Lock and Key LLC or just Cornerstone Lock and Key?
No, that's a good point. Let's see what I have going right now.
It's a personal preference, but consistency is important. We would want it listed the same.
So my website is Cornerstone Lock and Key.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, let's see what Google...
The only place I saw it as an LLC was on the Angie's or the Home Advisor.
Okay, and I don't plan on keeping that. I don't think I've been getting. I haven't been utilizing it really, and it's, you know, and
right.
I've only gotten a couple things through it. So.
Yeah. I think it's fine, and I think the consistency of what's on the website, Cornerstone Lock and Key, no LLC, and then of course the and is the AND spelled out. In this case, not the ampersand or the symbol for the word. The phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number on the website, so obviously the best number for us to promote for your business, the number you want your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah. No, I'm the only one running the business right now, and honestly, at some point or another, I might just switch a... if things get busy and I didn't want to have this phone on me all the time, I might get another phone with my own, different number, you know.
If that ever changes, just let us know. And then I was looking on the website for an email. This is not really for us to promote for your business, but certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have
for
your record.
It's through the website, so it's cornerstonelockandkey.com, right?
All right.
But it's admin, admin.
Okay.
At cornerstonelockandkey.com.
Gotcha. So admin at. Okay. And then when we contact you, Mr. Collins, we will use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But do you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
It depends on what's needed. You know, honestly, I mean,
right.
If it's like, hey, a payment's due or something, you know what I mean? A text is fine because that way I can get back to it later. If it's something important and we need to talk about it, call or maybe text to set up a phone call. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'd hate to be in the middle of a phone call and not answer something when you need me or something.
Yeah,
you know?
No, of course. And there's always a little bit of redundancy built in there. If we try to call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, then you will click text, that type of thing. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you too was the address. I'm pretty sure that you're strictly service-based. I mean, obviously, you go out to the customer when they need you. There's no physical address that we're promoting for your business. No one ever does.
Correct. Exactly. I think it's the idea of just a area of coverage type of idea.
Right. Right.
You know, on that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses where you're going out to the customer, and most often they are run from the home, even if it were a shop or a small office, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical address. Now, for the Google listing, though, I mean, the address that I have, though, and it might be a home address, is the 1837 Northwest Elm Court in Redmond.
Correct.
7756. Mm-hmm. Just in case we have to verify it, was that where the original Google PIN card was sent?
No. We've been here for like 8 years now.
Gotcha.
Man, I don't know. Time flies.
All right.
9 years. Dang.
Oh, wow. Wow, no kidding. Okay. So we'll make sure that, of course, we have that information on file just in case we need to re-verify just where the card was sent. We're not going to have to create a new listing for you. You've already got that verified listing. We'll simply ask for managerial access so we can add the content to it. I've got everything that I need on my end here. We've got the call scheduled at 1 o'clock today. Like I said, it probably gets you just a couple of minutes after the top of the hour. I just need to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. As it gets recorded through the computer, it does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we have reduced the subscription cost. It's just $149. We've actually waived the setup fee. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question, but it is pretty straightforward. So give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Cornerstone Lock and Key.
Perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nathaniel Collins, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Collins, as the owner of Cornerstone Lock and Key, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you'll be using for our services, Nathaniel, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
my wife hasn't taken hold yet, no.
That's funny. I've been married, oh boy, August will be 18 years. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. As you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Collins, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I probably got like 95% of them, and sometimes because I was on the other line or.
Sure, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It rang twice and then stopped. You know?
Right. I mean, you know, it's always a little frustrating for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or even mailbox not set up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's frustrating because I have to call them back. I mean, I obviously will. I mean, they're my client. But I also know that if I were a potential customer calling to try and hire them and it goes to mailbox not set up or mailbox full, I mean, I'm not going to try and call back. I'm going to call somebody else, right?
Right. Well, that's the thing. There's another locksmith that, I mean, I don't know if he's like in Redmond or, I mean, if he's still going or not. It might just be something stagnant online still or something.
Oh.
But I've tried calling it and. It just goes to a Google voicemail.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, the other locksmiths here around haven't, I thought there might be another guy, but they haven't talked to him before. And I'm just like, the guy never answered. I've called him like half a dozen times trying to get a hold of him because I was trying to introduce myself and see what he does. And,
exactly.
Like, no answer. I'm like,
Obviously, you know, if especially for your services, you know, if someone needs a locksmith or lockout service, they need it. And they're gonna keep calling until they talk to somebody and go ahead and help them out. So, and we definitely don't want you missing opportunities. That's why we make sure that, you know, you agree to answer the phone. But, you know, obviously, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, and again, I think we spoke originally back in early February, just to remind you, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. Our job is to keep your phone ringing. This next part, though, reads as follows. Again, I'm waiving the setup fee, and it is just the $149 a month. So it says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving, will be charged today, the 29th of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. And again, Mr. Collins, that $149 is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, so no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of $149, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is completely at will. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can, in fact, if necessary, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Collins, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Nathaniel, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Collins, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
And then, Nathaniel, that first payment of $149, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
You know, I've been doing everything on the business credit card. Trying to think, though, if it might be better to do it off. Well, the debit card expires, too, also, actually, so... I think I'll do it on the credit card because I can't remember if I get points back or not.
Okay.
Let me get that wallet.
No problem.
Yeah, and it's MasterCard.
Okay, MasterCard. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Should be both. Yeah, it's both.
Okay. Any middle initial for you or something to think?
Middle name Ryan.
Middle name of Ryan on that card. Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All righty. It's 5474-1521 8062 4913.
And then the expiration month and year?
March 26.
March of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
524.
So I've got 524, 524 on the back, and March or 03 of 2026, the expiration. The card itself, was it 5474, 1521, 8062, 4913?
Yes.
And does that bill at the home address, the 1837?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Well, that's okay. I'll wait for it to come in on the email.
Sure. And you'll get that.
Is it coming through the admin?
Yes, it'll go through to the admin email, the one that we have on file here, and you'll get it in just about a minute through our automated system. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific. There's an email address on there as well, and, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email them, they will follow up with you within the following business day. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Nathaniel, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive a link to that directly by text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message even before you receive the email itself. But you should get those in just a second here. Other than that, we've got the client interview scheduled for 1 o'clock. You will, through our automated system, receive a reminder an hour prior. So at noon today, you'll get an automated email reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 1. Again, it's scheduled from 1 until 2, but it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. It will get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 1:30 there. I'm sending you right now a calendar invite, again, to the admin email. It's really more for your records, but it is going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. You don't have to respond to it. It's really more for your records.
I got those before with the other business, yeah.
Yeah. I think it might even look like it kind of looks like a video conference, but it's not a video conference. It's just an actual phone call.
You guys call, yeah. No, trust me, I normally got called by the other business, but then when I wasn't receiving calls, I was like, okay, I'm sitting here wasting my own time.
Oh, my
waiting,
goodness.
And I tried calling them 5 minutes in.
Those are so terrible. I'm like, I hate those video conferences. I'm like, okay, so they're the host. They have to let me in. I'm sitting here waiting. Why don't they let me in? I think I actually...
I know.
Why did it do
that? I even went into one of those thinking, well, maybe I misunderstood. Well, and that's where I go in. Nobody's there. And I'm like, 5 minutes in, if I'm not there, maybe you should call me.
Yeah. You know, I hear you. Exactly. Okay, so it looks like just as I was trying to put that 1 o'clock in there, that spot got filled. That fourth position got filled. Could we do it maybe at 11? Would that work out for you?
Could we do one a little bit later?
Unfortunately, the 2 and the 3 o'clock are already booked out. The 1 o'clock was the latest that we had available.
Okay, 11 o'clock, yeah, that'll do.
11, okay. I appreciate your flexibility there. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can continue working and things like that if you need to. Did you receive either the text message
or the
email?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And if you open up the text message, it goes right where we need it to go. If you open up the invoice email, it's got the invoice below it. In the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that, that's where the text message goes. But Local Splash terms and conditions, obviously talking about optimizing your Google business profile. We'll do the same content on Bing as well. It's called Bing Local. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards about two-thirds of the way down, SMS communication, the 541-604-1513, obviously you said that's a mobile number. We do want to be able to send text messages out to you, and since you said you do want to be able to receive them, please do not click the box below it. That would be to opt out of SMS or text messages. Just leave that box unchecked. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Below it, it says signature. Above it, it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card that is in your name. Please do click on that box. And then in that longer box below that long line where it has the arrow pointing towards it, you can either copy and paste your name as it appears there or type it in. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the N, R, and the C capitalized, and of course the appropriate spacing and things like that. But once you've got your name as it appears, Nathaniel Ryan Collins, in that box, click the confirm signature just below it. Now that's going to do a couple of things, Mr. Collins. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that it's just the $149 as a fixed rate. You are already PIN verified, but it allows us to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate to do that initial NAPW audit. And of course, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business. NAPW means name, address, phone number, and website. So we'll make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate. We'll fix it if it is not. And of course, like I said, if anything new comes along, just let us know. Obviously, we want you to, let me go back to that one part there. I think I might have skipped it. In hiring local splashers or certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, in this case, it is month to month. But we want to make sure that any information that's out there now or may be out there down the line is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. So that's fair.
Well, that way we can all work together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I don't foresee it right now, but who knows?
Yeah, there could always
be something weird that comes up.
Yeah, it's always good to know. Like I said, we'll do that audit in the beginning right now, and then we'll do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, once you've got your name in there and you hit confirm signature, it should take you to the next page, which would be asking you for your username and your password. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, you don't have to worry about that. The reason it's doing that is this is actually coming from my.localsplash.com, in this case, /terms and conditions. That's the dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking and your reporting. The automated system thinks you're trying to access that now, so it's asking you to log in. If you were, in fact, able to put in a username and a password, I'm pretty sure it would give you an error message that the page has not yet been created, and we will create that with that client interview that we now have scheduled at 11 o'clock. Your username, though, I sent it out to you in that calendar invitation. It's just your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers itself, but including the area code. So 541-604-1513, that's your username. We will officially send that back out to you along with a password in the next couple of days once your client dashboard is fleshed out and there's something for you to track. But like I said, at this point, you're all set and squared away. Just the automated system thinking that you were trying to access your tracking right now. So I do now have that rescheduled for 11 o'clock. Again, I appreciate your flexibility on that. The call would get you just a few minutes after 11, get you off the phone pretty close to 11:30. It is going to be from one of our client interview technicians, but I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to have the opportunity to do this for you and do right by your company. We're looking forward to getting that website in front of more eyes and getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, just I'm not too picky of a person, but it would be nice to have it somewhere near the top. I mean, I'm getting some calls, but I think it's really just from, most of the time, it's probably just from the Google business side of it.
Right.
And even then. And then, is there a way to climb the ranks in the Google business listing too?
Well, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take that existing Google business profile that you have right now, which, you know, it's got a website attached to it, but there's just not the sufficient content to have you outranking your competitors. Google looks for relevant content, meaning they want to make sure on as many different destinations and directories so that they can trust it as accurate. They want to see that this particular company is in the area providing those services, and that's where all of the different directories and stuff that no one's ever heard of, Opendi, Pointcom, Stolio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, we create those directories not because you're potential customers will be using them. Most of the time they won't be, but we create that content because Google and Bing index that information, and the more content that you have, again, talking about your services and service area, the more Google realizes that you are a reputable company in the area providing those services. Google feels very comfortable and confident in putting that information on that first page for people to see. So by creating that content and linking it to your existing listing with the website attached, that's what's going to move that business profile Google business profile onto that first page where people can see it. And that's pretty much where people make their decision. If you're not on that first page, it's pretty hard for most people to even know that you're in the area providing that service. So that's what we're going to do is we're going to attach those directories to that listing and move it right up onto that first page for you, get you more phone calls.
All right, well, let's say, for example, is that the website? Like, say, on Google Business, for example, Kimi, it's automatic key machines. You see, I've seen one at Walmart before,
Walmart.
And I think they have one at Home Depot or Lowe's or something too. And
I'm like,
it outranks me right now. Yeah, I'm like, there's not even a I'm like, there's not even a locksmith. I mean, it's just a, it's just, you know what I mean? It's like a, it's, it'd be like a red box.
Like a red box, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a, you know, it'd be like it outranking me, and I'm like, yeah, that's the type of idea.
Oh,
and there's another one.
Yeah, I see that. Kimi Locksmith.
And then there's Kimi Locksmith. Yeah, there's Kimi Locksmith, and then Minute Key, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, or is it? Minute Key, Kimi Locksmith, and all that stuff. And then I'm like, and then Curtis Lock and Safe, he's actually out of business now. It's just sitting there.
Oh.
He's no longer at that place either and stuff. So I'm like,
oh, yeah.
A1
yeah,
Lock
it's on
and
there,
Safe.
Mark, permanently closed.
Oh, does it say permanent when you open
yeah,
it up?
Yeah. When you open it up, it does say permanent closed for Curtis Safe and Lock.
Oh, that's weird. I don't see Red, it.
Redmond Key Locksmith, Knights Locksmith, Epic
yeah,
Tone.
No, Knights is going on. He has a place in Bend. Locksmith
okay.
Plus is a place in Bend, too. Bend Lock and Safe is a place in Bend.
Okay.
A1 Lock and Safe, I don't even think they're going either anymore.
Yeah.
Top of my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's only me and one other guy here in Redmond that are still currently doing things, you know. Mike's Lock and Key and myself, and then
we got
a couple of the automated ones, but yeah.
Right.
So it's I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, dear Lord, though, I'm like, again, those automated ones, just, I'm like, it's great to have those as options, but I'm like, I respect another locksmith being up in the ranks, whatever. Maybe they get a call first, but when I'm getting pushed down by the automated stuff, I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I mean the search engines are very intelligent, artificial intelligence, but they don't think the way that a human does. So they're just kind of going off of the information that they still see out there. So, and we're going to make it easier for the search engines to understand that you are an active business, that you are an actual locksmith that can go out there and help people out. And that's definitely going to get your phone ringing.
Well, it's like, I think Mike's Lock and Key, I remember when I was chatting to the other, in their, you know, business, they were, saying that, yeah, he has an older format or something, but it's obvious that he's paid for services like this too. And that's when you pull up, when you pull up, Redmond Locksmith, you know, he's the fifth one down, but he's like right there, you know, and such. Now I don't even see myself in this list.
Right.
Dang it, you know?
Yeah.
You
well,
know.
You know, we're pretty excited for the opportunity to get this going for you. You know, you've got a good looking website. We just got to get it in front of more people that'll see it. You know, I mean, you know, website's only as powerful as the number of eyes that can see it. And since most consumers,
honestly, I'd like to change the website out actually at some point. I mean, website looks okay, but I'd rather. I don't know it. You know, I paid. There was this locksmith that in Britain took some of his classes, you know, because it's hard to kind of get somebody to take you under their wing, you know. So I've been teaching myself, but I also paid for I paid like $500 or so for a course or something, and then I paid an additional $500 because he had he had something where he could build a website for me and set it up. But I'm like, he's from Britain, and it's just a basic template of what he uses.
He creates,
and I'm like, probably looks great over there. But I'm like, I'm a sole proprietor, not a team. I'm not the team leader of my own business. You know, I'm like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm like, I'm more low down to earth than that. I'm like,
yeah. Well, you know, I look at websites all day, and yours is neither the best nor the worst, but it's definitely a website. Now, we do actually do websites in-house here as well. It's something that we can talk to you about further on down the road. We can help you out if it's something that you want to swap out at some point down the road here. But, you know, at this point, it's important to move your placement higher up onto that first page so you can get more phone calls.
Well, right. Exactly. You know, I mean, yeah, that way. Because, I mean, some people do shop around a little bit, but like say when somebody's in a pinch, you know, and they have an emergency lockout. Now I've gotten calls on it, but some of it's because the guys are referring work back to me because I've been helping them too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's definitely good to be there when people need you, and certainly for your services, you know, sometimes something like that's going to have someone in a panic, right? Especially if they're in a hurry, they're just going to try and find someone who can get there as quickly as they can. So, you know, with you on there and you know, being able to get out there to people, you know, even if it's 24/7 emergency type of thing, you know, you're going to get those types of phone calls from people.
And that's what I typically try and do. I mean, I've had some calls, you know, like 11 o'clock at night or 3:30 in the morning.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, so, you know,
yeah. And, you know, people appreciate that, and, you know, they'll want to use you again and maybe even mention it, you know, to their friends and family and things like that, you know, about how courteous you were and how it was the middle of the night and you came out and helped them out right away and things like that. So it's definitely, I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where people go when they don't know who to call, but every new client that finds you through that Google business profile, I mean, they're a new client for life, I would think, and also an entirely new direct word of mouth stream, as they are then able to tell their friends and family about you. So pretty excited to get this going for you. Again, it's going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that phone call right at or shortly after 11 o'clock, but we're excited to get this going for you, and it's always a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Thank you, Paul, for your help.
Thank you, too, Mr. Collins. You have a great day. Take care.
All right. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.